This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem El. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubas, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, Shavuya Sheniftes Harehi B'Kedushasa, that a Jewish woman who is captured retains her Kedusha. Now, there's a very important Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan learns that the reasoning and the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda is simply that a Shvuya retains her Kedusha. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's the only reason why the halacha is she gets a knas, is because she retains her Kedusha. There are no side reasons. Rabba said there was a reason why she gets a knas, shalai tehe achayte niskar. But Rabbi Yochanan understands it simply, that we don't assume that anything happened to the Shvuya. So all of the questions we're asking on Rabbi Yochanan, meaning all the questions that we're asking on Rabbi Yehuda, are only a question according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that we don't assume anything happened to the Shvuya. But according to Rabbi, we do assume something happened to the Shvuya. It's just in our Mishnah, there's a side reason why she gets a knas. Shaloi tei choy tei niskar. Rami le Rav Papa bar Shmuel Rabbi Yosef. Rav Papa bar Shmuel asked Rabbi Yosef. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda b'kedushas ha'kayma. Does Rabbi Yehuda in fact hold that a Shvuya retains her Kedusha, retains her status quo? V'atani, we learned in a braisa. Hagiyores shenes gaira. A woman who converted, V'rasa dam, and she sees dam nida. So very important. A tumas nida is not applicable by goyim. Goyim cannot contract tumas nida. We learned in a braisa that a giyores that was nisgayer and saw dam. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer daya shaita. Daya shaita means that she's tamei when she sees the blood. And we don't say that the tumah goes retroactively. By a regular Jewish woman, we say, well, if she saw blood now, maybe the blood came out now, but it came out of the guf now, but it left her uterus earlier. So a regular woman, we say either she's tamei 24 hours ago or from the last time she checked herself. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she's tamei now. Because we're not going to go back in time, because she was a goy then. So if we can't go back in time, we're not going to take it back to the time that she converted. Because once you're not going back the normal amount of time, we're not going to go back to when she converted. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Harehi kuchal nashim, she's like all women, matame is la'is. And the tumah goes back 24 hours, umi pekidah lepekidah, or the last time she checked. And if she converted, let's say, within that amount of time, we'll go back to the time she converted. However, we're not up to the question yet. Utzricha lahamtim gimel chadashim de Rebbe Yehuda. A woman who converted, you have to assume that she was frivolous and she was loose when she was a Gentile. You have to wait 3 months because maybe someone had relations with her. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds a giyores when she was a Gentile, was loose. Rabbi Yossi matel arsu nasim miyad. Rabbi Yossi says that she could get married immediately. Rabbi Yossi presumably holds she knew she was converting, so she started to get her act together before. So it's a stira. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't assume anything happened to a shifcha. And here we see that Rabbi Yossi is worried that something happened. I'm sorry, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned something happened to a Shavuya. And here we see Rabbi Yehuda is worried that something happened to a Giyores. So the Gemara says, Amrale, Giyores HaShavuya Karamas? You're asking a stira between Giyores and Shavuya? What kind of stira is that? Giyores Loi Mintara Nafsha. A Giyores doesn't guard herself, so that's why you have to be concerned. Shvuya Mintara Nafsha. A woman, a Jewish woman who was taken captive, does guard herself. which it's a pele, the Rishayim ask, what was the Gemara's Havamina? What was the Havamina? Just because a Shavuya is, like the Gemara says, a Shavuya is a Jewish woman. So if a Jewish woman, she's taken captive, and if we don't assume anything happened, but a Geyores, we should assume something happened. We should assume that she's loose.
Well, we've had the concept in the Gemara before with the Geyores that she knows if she's going to become a Geyores, she's going to watch herself.
Ah, good. So maybe there's some kind of comparison that she was planning on converting. She doesn't just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I want to become a Jew. This was obviously in the works, so maybe she guarded herself. And so then why are we taka concerned? So I guess we're concerned that even though she guarded herself, but maybe she was abused, so then the same thing by Shavuya. To which the Gemara says, okay, but there's still a concern by Geyores that even though it's in the works, but she might sort of slip back to her old behavior. Says Gemara, okay, you're right, you can't ask Astira Geyores to Shvuya, but we could ask Astira Shvuya to Shvuya. Verami Shvuya Shvuya. Let's ask Astira Shvuya on the case of Shvuya. The Tani we learned in Abraisa. HaGeyores. A woman who is a convert, v'hashvuya, or is taken captive, v'hashivcha, and a maidservant, sheniftu, the shvuya was redeemed, v'shenesgayru, the guy was converted, v'shenestacharu, or was freed, yiseres al benois gimel shana v'yamecha, more than 3 years and one day, tzrichas hamdin gimel chadashim, has to wait 3 months. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds a woman who's taken captive has to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi matir lar sunas miyad. Rabbi Yossi allowed to do kedushin and to get married immediately. So here, this is a stira shvuya shvuya, because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah held shvuya. You don't have to assume anything happened. And here we learned in a brisa that a shvuya tzricha is lahamtin gimel chadashim. So this was the question Rabbi Papa asked Rabbi Yossi. And Ishtik, Rabbi Yosef was silent. Rabbi Papa stumped him. Rabbi Papa Bar Shmuel stumped him. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef said, Midi Shmi Alach Baha? Did you hear anything about this? Amar Lei Hachi Amar Rav Sheshas. Now let me tell you what Rav Sheshas said. Shera'uha Shenivala. You know why over here you have to wait 3 months? We saw that she had relations. A normal shivcha, you don't have to be concerned. If somebody rapes a shivcha, a sheniftu, you have to pay knas. We don't assume anything happened. But here, the reason you have to wait 3 months is because ra'uah shenivala. Says the Gemara, if you saw that she had relations, why would Rabbi Yossi disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say you don't have to wait 3 months? Yihachi my time of the Rabbi Yossi. If so, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi? Amar Rabba. Rabba said, kusava Rabbi Yossi. Isha mezana mishameshes b'moich. Rabbi Yossi holds, even though we saw that she was nivala, nevertheless, a woman who's mezana, she will put in a contraceptive a cloth after the bila and the bi'ya, and she will draw out the semen, the zara. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, even though the Shvuya, you saw she had relations, but she's Meshameshes B'maych. Why? She doesn't want to become pregnant. But that means Rabbi Yossi holds all of the above women, no matter what, she was prepared for the scenario, and therefore she will ensure there is no pregnancy. So it says in Rabbi Shlom, Megiyoyres, Kivan Dedaita Ligure, Mintura Navsha. I understand the Geyores, since she has a mind to convert, she'll guard herself. Meaning, she'll make sure she has a moich on her. So, and she'll guard herself that if she is abused, she'll take care of the pregnancy. Shvuya nami, even a woman who's captive, she doesn't know where they're going to bring her. She was taken captive. Maybe they'll bring her to a Jewish community to redeem her. Shivcha Nami. A Shivcha also. Why will a Shivcha be Meshameshes B'moich? Because the Shivcha, she sort of gets wind of the fact that she's going to be redeemed one day. She's going to be freed one day. So therefore, after Tashmish, she'll make sure to terminate the... She'll make sure to terminate the pregnancy. D'shama mipi b'mara. She hears from the owner that the owner is going to free her. The question is, but what about a shivcha that doesn't go out because the owner is planning on freeing? What if the owner was never planning on freeing this shivcha, but punched the shivcha in the mouth or in the eye, made the shivcha lose her eye or her tooth, and she went out suddenly? Why would that shivcha, who was abused, who was raped, why would she be mishameshes b'moich? She has no anticipation of ever getting out of her status of being a shivcha. Elama, you'll say maybe that taka, that woman, a woman who goes out b'shein ba'ayin, you do have to wait 3 months. V'chitema koma me'lo layam Rabbi Yosi. And if you're going to say any woman who something happens suddenly, Rabbi Yosi didn't say that that you don't have to wait 3 months. Such a woman, you have to wait 3 months. But hare anusa mefuta de memela. But anusa umefuta, where it happens suddenly. In other words, if the shivcha is mezana, if the giyaris is mezana, so she prepares the moich, because the giyaris plans on converting one day, and the shivcha got wind that she'll be freed one day. But if, just like her tooth was knocked out, you're going to say she doesn't that you have to wait 3 months because she doesn't prepare a moich. Then likewise, if somebody raped her, you should have to wait 3 months. And still Rabbi Yossi said, V'tanya, we learned in a brisa, anusim afuto tzrichos amtin gimachadosh, and Rabbi Yossi matel laos v'nosim yad. Rabbi Yossi says you can get married right away. So meaning the question is, according to, if the whole reason of Rabbi Yossi why you don't have to wait is because Isha Meshameshes B'moich, then that should only apply if she has a reason to be Meshameshes B'moich. But why would she have a reason to be Meshameshes B'moich if her tooth was knocked out? And if you're going to say in that case Rabbi Yossi holds you have to wait 3 months, then Rabbi Yossi should have to hold you have to wait 3 months if she was raped. And we know Rabbi Yossi always holds you don't have to wait 3 months. Ela Amar Rabba, but Rabba said, Kasava Rabbi Yossi holds, Isha Mizane Mishapechas, Kedei Shaloi Tisaber. Rabbi Yossi holds always, nothing to do with being Mishameshes B'moich. It's she'll turn over to have the zera spill out of her so that she doesn't have to, so that she will not become pregnant. And even by Midi Dimimela, even something that happens suddenly, let's say Oinus, whenever a woman is Mizana, she turns over. She doesn't want to become pregnant. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds, V'idah chayshina shamaloi nehevcha yafa yafa. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we have to be concerned that maybe she didn't turn over well. Okay. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah said, at the end of the Mishnah, that someone who lives with a daughter, a daughter's daughter, doesn't pay knas because you're chayev misa, and anyone who's chayev misa is pater from mama and shenemer, v'im lo yeh asayin anoshi anish. Says Gemara, v'hameh hacha nafka. Do we learn out from v'lo yeh asayin anoshi anish that if there's no capital punishment, you pay money, but if there's capital punishment, you don't pay money? That's what you learn from Mehasam Nafka. We learn from the Pasuk, Kedei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivai. You're only Mechaiv someone for one wickedness. We're not mechayiv someone for two wickedness. Says Gemara, well, we need both. Chada b'miso mamayin, im lo yia anosh anosh, im lo yia asin anosh yia anosh, teaches me misa and mamon, v'chada b'makas mamayin. Kedei rishasai teaches me makas mamayin. Utsricha, I need both of them. Di yashminan miso mamayin, if it would just say misa patris mamayin misham di'ika iba neshama, that's because someone's dying, so you pater from money, it's, death is very serious. Ava malchus amaman, the lack of neshama imalai. But maybe malchus amaman, you could get both punishments. V'yashin malchus amaman, maybe there you get both punishments. Excuse me, there you don't get both punishments. Mishum zalei chamar isurei. Maybe because it wasn't such a chamar isur. Ava miso amaman, but death and money, which is a chamar isur, then maybe you get both punishments. Eimaloi, maybe you do get both punishments. So tzrich, I need both of them. I need kedei rishasai, and I need imlo ya'asayin anosh ye'anesh. Okay, we're going to have to figure out lamed zayin amed beis, because I have to give a shir in the neighborhood tomorrow. We'll see if we could do it. We might have to adjust the time tomorrow, okay? Okay, everyone, thank you very much for joining. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha, okay? Kol tov, everyone. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.